more than 7 decades. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Music from Beethoven and the overture to his only full-length ballet, the overture to the creatures of Prometheus. Who are the creatures of Prometheus? Well, according to the myth, all of us, Prometheus, who stole fire from Zeus in order to create mankind from clay. Yoel Levy and the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra with a performance on Kansas Public Radio. To get things going in our noon hour of classical music, I'm Jeff Watson, and it's good to be with you all. Looking forward to a visit from the New London Orchestra and hear music written by Sergei Prokofiev for Children's Theater, an orchestral suite known as Summer Day, along with a charming serenade for flute and guitar just ahead of us. Thanks for being on hand for classical music on a Friday afternoon. Conductor Asa-Pekka Salonen and the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra have our next offering from Dmitri Shostakovich, alongside the Los Angeles Philharmonic pianist Yefim Bromfin, for a piano concerto from Shostakovich that was written in 1957 for the occasion of the 19th birthday of Shostakovich's son Maxim, who was also an amateur pianist at the Moscow Conservatory at that time. This concerto was written for him specifically. The second piano concerto of Shostakovich is next on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Dmitri Shostakovich that was written in 1957. Music written as a birthday gift to his son Maxim on his 19th birthday, and his second piano concerto performed by the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Asa-Pekka Salonen along with pianist Yefim Bromfman, here on KPR. 12:32 is the time. Still to come, the New London Orchestra will hear music by Dmitri Shostakovich in about 10 minutes' time, and a symphonic suite written for children's theater called Summer Day in just a bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Eagle's Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. And the Lead Center and the KU School of Music presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Vincent Gardner and Michael Davidson on trombones, Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Next on KPR, we have a little Italian chamber music. A composer by the name of Ferdinando Carulli, born in 1770, he was a great composer for classical guitar and the author of many books on guitar method, many of which are still used by guitar students today. We'll hear Carulli's Serenade No. 6 in D for flute and guitar, played by Peter Lukas Graf and guitarist Konrad Ragosnik, here on KPR. Serenade No. 6 in D major by the Italian guitarist and composer Ferdinando Carulli, performed by flutist Peter Lukas Graf and guitarist Konrad Ragosnik on Kansas Public Radio, where it's 12:43 and at the top of the hour, NPR News with an update of headlines. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. We want to say a big thank you to all of our sustaining members and everyone who helped during KPR's fall membership drive last Friday. KPR stays strong because of listeners like you who helped us raise more than $270,000. If you meant to pledge but just never got around to doing it, you can always make your pledge online at that website, kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you for your support. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, providing seniors with pre-approved, vetted volunteers for transportation, home maintenance, technical support, and more. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org. Next, we have music for you by Sergei Prokofiev, something that he wrote first as piano music in 1936, an album of short pictorial piano pieces that were meant to be accessible to children. He took a few of these piano pieces a few years later and used them as the basis for this orchestral suite called Summer Day. Ronald Corp and the New London Orchestra play next on Kansas Public Radio. Summer Day, a children's suite for orchestra by Sergei Prokofiev, completed in 1941. Ronald Corp led the New London Orchestra. Here on KPR, where it's almost time for NPR News, with more classical music awaiting us in the next hour. Thanks for joining us here on KPR on a Friday afternoon.
In 2020.
Join us for All Things Considered later today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Points. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their travel card, Venture. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Academy Chamber Ensemble and a bit more music from Percy Grainger. That was called his Walking Tune. Here on Kansas Public Radio, where there's more classical music unfolding here in the afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you as always. This hour we'll be treated to the Lincoln Trio and a Spanish Piano Quartet, music of Joaquin Turina, as well as the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra and a set of variations for piano and orchestra called Normandy by English composer Arthur Somerville. We've got that to look forward to as classical music continues. Support for classical music comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series, Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. We continue on with music of Antonin Dvorak and his foray into the world of grand opera. We'll hear the overture to an opera he wrote in 1876 that was the story about a medieval Polish princess who defeated Germanic invaders and supposedly founded the city of Krakow in the 12th century. We'll hear the overture to Wanda on Kansas Public Radio. From Antonin Dvorak and the overture to a grand opera he wrote in 1876 about the life and times of a medieval Polish princess, the overture to Wanda with the BBC Philharmonic, conducted by Stephen Gunzenhauser, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where the time is 1:18, and still to come, the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, with a set of piano variations by composer Arthur Somerville called Normandy. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And Bach Aria Soloists, celebrating their 25th season with a bash, Bach Aria Soloists House Party, on Friday, September 27th at the Guild, KC. Tickets and more information at bacariasoloists.com. For you next on KPR, we have music of Spanish composer Joaquin Turina, who apparently, one night in the late 18th century, was at a café in Paris with Vincent Dandy, César Franck, as well as composer Isaac Albéniz. And Albéniz ended up berating Turina all up and down, apparently for his music not sounding Spanish enough. That's something that Turina sought to rectify in this bit of chamber music, a piano quartet in A minor that marries some joyful Spanish idioms with compositional techniques steeped in mainstream Europe. A quartet for piano, violin, viola, and cello, performed by members of the Lincoln Trio, next on KPR. Quartet for piano, violin, viola, and cello in A minor, music written by Spanish composer Joaquin Turina, performed by members of the Lincoln Trio on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 1:37, and at the top of the hour news from NPR. Classical music continues until 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR's Fall Membership Drive, the Fall Fan Fair, wrapped up last Friday with more than $270,000 pledged by our listeners. And we want to send a big thank you to everyone who made a pledge and those who help sustain the station. You're the public in public radio, and your support makes our programming possible. If you meant to pledge but never got around to it, remember that you can always become a member at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. And once again, from all of us here at KPR, thank you for your marvelous support. Later on tonight, from 7 to 9, be with us for the next concert from the BBC Proms. Right now, the BBC Scottish Symphony and conductor Martin Brabins with pianist Martin Roscoe. They'll join us for a set of variations for piano and orchestra by the English composer Arthur Somervell. This is something he wrote in 1913 after spending a little time in the north of France, in Normandy, where he collected a bit of folk music and set some tunes to a set of piano variations that went by the name of Normandy. Here's the BBC Scottish Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. The BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, led by Martin Brabins and with pianist Martin Roscoe, in a set of variations for piano and orchestra written in 1913 by composer Arthur Somervell called Normandy on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 2 o'clock and about time for NPR News, with more music awaiting us in the next hour. Norman De La Joyo's lyric fantasies for viola and a concertino pastoral from John Ireland, all just ahead. Here's a quick note that if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, check out the Kansas City Symphony at the Kauffman Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with a showing of the film Jurassic Park with live musical accompaniment provided by the Kansas City Symphony, John Williams' iconic score from the movie, live on display this Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m., and Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Kauffman Center. Find out more at kauffmancenter.org. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From composer Johann Halvorsen, Entry March of the Boyars, Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, welcoming us into our 2 o'clock hour of classical music on this Friday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to join you once more, here until 3 p.m., all things considered from NPR News. Will join us at that time, but before that happens, classical music continues with the City of London Symphonia paying us a visit later to hear a beautiful concertino pastorale from John Ireland, along with a French harp sonata, all just ahead of us. The City of London Symphonia will have a performance for us right now, with them Karen Elaine, a viola virtuoso, under conductor David Amos, and the music on display is from American composer Norman De La Joyo. Was born in New York City in 1913, the son of Italian immigrants, whose father was a professional organist and first started to teach young Norman the art of music at age 4. He would go on to receive a scholarship to study at the Juilliard School and then later studied privately with Paul Hindemith and eventually received the Pulitzer Prize for Music in 1957. Here is De La Joya's lyric fantasy for viola and strings, next on Kansas Public Radio. Lyric fantasies for viola and strings from American composer Norman De La Joya. The City of London Symphonia played there under conductor David Amos, and the viola played by Karen Elaine on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is about 2:25, the City of London Symphonia back once again in 10 minutes, with a concertina pastorale from composer John Ireland. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series, discussing renewable energy in Douglas County and Kansas, Thursday in the library auditorium. Details at lplks.org and the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Something you might want to know about if you're in the mood for a little live music is something fun that's happening at the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library this Sunday afternoon. A concert called Harpists for Peace, where harpist Jim Mosier and other harpists use harp music to create a space of peace. A free concert, once again, at the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library, this Sunday, the 22nd, from 3 to 5 p.m. Here's a little music for our harp, Eleanor Bennett performing a sonata by French composer Germaine Taillefer on Kansas Public Radio. A sonata for harp by French composer Germaine Taillefer, played by harpist Eleanor Bennett on Kansas Public Radio. You'll be able to catch some live music for harp this Sunday at the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library, this Sunday the 22nd from 3 to 5 p.m., with the concert Harpists for Peace, where Jim Mosier and other harpists use harp music to create a space of peace. It is again this Sunday the 22nd from 3 to 5 p.m. over at the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library, and you can find out more at tscpl.org. It's 2:37. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. About 20 minutes from now, it'll be 3 o'clock and time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And that's followed this evening by the next concert from the BBC Proms, tonight at 7. This evening, the Orchestra of Paris visits the Proms for a mouthwatering program of Parisian classics, such as Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, Stravinsky's Petrushka, and the Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz. Hear the next concert from the BBC Proms tonight at 7 p.m. We are on Kansas Public Radio. It's 91 degrees here at the KU campus and a high of 92 for today, sunny skies. For tonight, we'll have a low of 73, and we have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. We're expecting our best chances for rain to be overnight, and for tomorrow, 30% chance of showers for tomorrow morning. A high of 89, and showers and thunderstorms are likely for tomorrow night. We'll welcome back the City of London Symphonia, led here by Richard Hickox, for music of English composer John Ireland, written in 1939. This is the Concertino Pastorale on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1939, Concertino Pastorale, from English composer John Ireland. Once more with the City of London Symphonia, conducted by Richard Hickox, today on Kansas Public Radio, where it's about 3 o'clock, and time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, the music continues on. At 7 o'clock, we'll bring you the next concert from the BBC Proms. I'm Jeb Watson. It's been another fun afternoon, another fun week. We'll visit again Monday at noon. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting I Got Rhythm, featuring sound, echo, and silence, a new concerto for traditional Thai instruments and orchestra, Saturday, September 28th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.